will you go when you sit for the test? How will you go when you sit for the test? How will you go when you sit for the test? Will you be under 05 or under arrest? How will you go when you sit for the test? Will you be under 05?
That campaign, what gave me the conviction to really understand how it, you know, or to get out there and do the copywriter's research, the best research you can do, and to get out there with the police, was the brief that I got from the minister, the late Peter Cox, the Honourable Peter Cox, because he was a very honourable man from my experience. And that was the real brief, because he said to me, I want to get the blood off the roads. And the way he said it, it was quite clear that he did want to do that, you know, that he wanted an end to the carnage on the roads.
Now, the theme arrests ran through all your advertising, didn't it? You really capitalised on that word.
Yeah. Yep. And if I can say, the formula for random breath testing, which was explained to me by a social researcher from Western Australia, he explained that deterrence equals perceived risk times penalty, because it is all about deterrence, of course, random breath testing. If you catch people, it's not working. The fewer you catch, the more effective it is. And the objective is to maximise the perceived risk and to maximise the penalty. And if you think of the two being multiplied together, then you get a much bigger factor of deterrence. But if the perceived risk is we only test people on New Year's Eve, then for 364 days of the year, there's no risk, so the risk is zero. Even no matter how big the penalty is, you know, if we catch you, we'll shoot you, it's still zero times a big penalty, which is a zero deterrence. So it's about maximising both. And how will you go when you sit for the test? Not if, but when, maximise the perceived risk. And will you be under 05 or under arrest? Maximise the penalty.
What do you reckon your chances are of being random breath tested over the next 12 months? 1 in 1,000? Guess again. 1 in 500, maybe. Wrong. How about 1 in 100? 1 in 50? Nope. 1 in 10? Surely not 1 in 5. Your chances of being random breath tested are 1 in 3. Will you be under 05 or under arrest?
Did other states adopt the theme of the campaign?
Yes, it was adopted in Western Australia and, I believe, in New Jersey in the USA.
Russell Watsford explains the development process from research to campaign message.
Marketing is all about research. So, just putting it in broad terms, the formative research is, one, to identify who, and then secondary is to identify the barriers to deliver a message to them and the opportunities to deliver a message to them. Once we have that, we're able then to pull together a strategic idea of what the campaign needs to incorporate to deliver a message which will be meaningful and be validated by them.